It is the weekend. It's Neil Atkinson with Josh Williams and Phil Blundell on this one. To look back over the weekend, we're going to ask this, some would say, slightly provocative question straight out of the gate. I don't know if you're ready for it, Josh, or not. But the question is this. Where will Arsenal finish?
I'm going to say second. Is that controversial?
Well, not only it is controversial, I'd say that was the safe bet, is second.
I do rate them as a team. I do. But and the injuries, they are slightly getting over, aren't they? Ben White's back. Saka reportedly is back in the next
Martinelli
month.
Martinelli was on the bench yesterday.
Martinelli
as well.
Was back,
came on
yeah.
As well, didn't he?
I don't know. That attacks madly. But they've got everything else pretty much boxed whenever I watch them. Like, it's very much press and possess where they have everything under control. They just can't really do the final third bit and keep getting stung by like one goal going the other way. And, you know, that's kind of all you need if you can't score yourself. So, but what about you?
So, well, my first principle, I want to rephrase it a little bit for Phil. My first principle of you should try and win the league every year is because ultimately the best way to ensure you're going to play Champions League football is through the Champions League football is your consolation prize. So you go for the league. The best way to make sure you're going to finish in the top four is to aim for first. And then from there, if you've got a first plan and it doesn't come off, well, you should be all right. And then you go from there. And I think that there's been seasons where Liverpool, I think 22-23 is a great example of it. Part of why that season got away from Liverpool is they didn't realise how to change their sights and they gave up on the league too early. So they didn't manage to mitigate that this thing we were going for has gone badly wrong, but now we do this. And I think that is understandable when you've been a team that's been trying a year before you get 92 points, if you're Liverpool and all that sort of stuff. But Phil, I think that this could be part of, I know you and I have both been critical of Arteta's bullishness about not giving up on the title. I just sort of wonder if literally part of the reason why is he's thought, if I start to say to these, this is gone, this could ebb away quite quickly in terms of getting the points he needs to ensure that they at least come top three. And he won't want to do any worse than that. He would, you know, and he's got to ensure that they stay back in the Champions League places. And people might listen to this thinking, well, that's mad, Neil, looking at everything else. But if they lose to Chelsea next weekend, Chelsea are only 3 points behind them.